Girls and boys, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another edition of the Danny Lakey Late Show Podcast.
Well, nothing can knock you down a couple of pegs and realising that you are inferior to world champion surfer Mick Fanning. And that's exactly what happened to me, and I've got a challenge ahead of me to become more superior than Mick Fanning. Never stepped foot on a surfboard, so I'll have my work cut out for me. Also, the toilet paper challenge. Who is going to use the least toilet paper this week? I mean, this was spawned off how many squares are you using on a number two. Also, do you have a Subway order that raises eyebrows? Always push the boundaries when it comes to your sandwich game. Plus, the world's hardest skip quiz. Enjoy the podcast.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Way before work. Went on a sneaky Tinder date.
You love Hello. A good Tinder date.
Hello. Well, I thought I'd treat myself, guys. I thought I'd treat myself. I've been single for far too long. I thought, you know what? I am worth it. I am enough. I deserve love just like everyone else. We've been chatting on Tinder for I think a week or so, and like, yeah, you know, I'm kind of busy during the week, but you know, maybe we can fit something in before I go to work around midday or so. Maybe a sneaky soda, sneaky juice or some sort. Yeah, met up. All good, you know.
Good day, nice chat.
Yeah, good attraction levels were there. I thought there was a bit of chemistry, a bit of banter, etc. Yeah, it was all going quite well. I thought, well, maybe. And you're listening to what they're saying on a first date, right? But you're also like, you're very hyper aware of what you're doing. You're very sort of hyper. You're sort of like thinking on another level as they're talking to you. Like, yeah, right. But you're also like, could this be the one? Could I settle down with this one? And you're like sort of like
I'm
doing
like
all
that as well.
Doing all that commentary.
Overanalyzing in your head going, oh, no, don't like that word they use.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, oh, God, yeah, no, I think we'd be a pretty good match, eh? Like, I reckon she's pretty into me as well. And we were chatting. I don't know how it came up. All of a sudden, I'm like, oh, how long have you been single for? About 6 months and whatever. I used to date Mick Fanning.
The surfer.
The bloody surfer.
He's like mega famous.
Settle down. I know. Yeah, used to date Mick Fanning.
The Shaka Bra surfer.
Oh, I said, excuse me. Like, I'm not that into professional surfing, but I know about the fan dog. I know about the Fan Man 5000. I said, isn't that the guy that punched off that bloody shark? Nutter.
He's not just a surfer. He's like
he's the
shark.
You know
the
shark killer.
Yeah. He's sponsored by like Audi and Rip Curl and Red Bull and
thanks,
all that.
Guys. Thank
and
you.
He over his career, I just googled it. He's made over $2 million.
Yeah, thank you. Cheers.
So little old Danny Lakey, Mick Fanning, the shark punching surfer.
I'm not gonna lie, it sapped me confidence big time. Hey, all of a sudden,
how did you react?
I was like, oh yeah, cool. Like trying to act like I'm like still the alpha male that I claim to be. Little does she know I'm like this beta cuck sissy, but I'm just going, shit. I'm like, oh yeah, cool. Yeah, what's he like? Yeah, he'd be a bit of fun, I guess.
Kind of cool guy.
I am shitting myself deep down. I think I can't compete with Mick. He's a bloody shark puncher, a rich man, professional surfer, girls all over the world want to sleep with him. I mean, God, talk about feeling inferior to the ex.
Were you inferior to the ex? They used to date a hotter chick. Dated a surfer who's called Mick. Or they had a much bigger dick.
I mean, it comes in many shapes and forms. You can feel inferior to the ex one way or another.
I had a girl who started dating a guy, and they're still together, it's all fine, but his ex-girlfriend was Georgia Fowler, a.k.a. the Victoria's Secret's model, like a million followers, beautiful.
Can't compete with it.
How do you even work with that?
Even the prettiest of ladies cannot compete with that. Producer Jack, you ever felt inferior to the ex?
Well, one of my exes, his ex was like a astrophysicist scientist or was like studying to be one of those.
Super
and he was like very smart. So everything I said, you could tell like he just was questioning what I said. Like, are you the dumbest guy I've ever met?
Yeah, there's no bouncing back once you've dated an astrophysicist. Every single person will seem dumb from then. That's why I never want to date an Insta model, guys, because then all my exes, they'll seem very below par. That's the only reason I sort of shy away from
you
all the
You say,
Insta
thank
models.
You, stay away
thank
from
you.
Me.
Thank you, sorry, yeah, you'll be bad news. And have you ever felt inferior to the ex? They may have dated a celebrity, they may have dated a stage 10 hottie. Did their ex have 200,000 Instagram followers or something along those lines? Was it Mick Fanning? 131060. When did you feel inferior to the ex? Prizes up for grabs for getting on the air in this final as well. in-season passes to Fighting With My Family. That's in cinemas now. We get your calls on next.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Here's the Danny Lakey Late Show. Around the country, were you inferior to their ex?
Were you inferior to the ex? They used to date a hotter chick. Dated a surfer who's called Mick. Or they had a much bigger dude.
Ooh, yeah, were you inferior to their ex?
I think Mick Fanning would have had a...
Okay, we all know that I went on a Tinder date with someone today whose ex is Mick Fanning, champion surfer.
You know he got Australian male surfer 6 times.
Thank you, thank you. That's
just
very
to
nice.
Let you know.
That's great, that's great. He's all right, he's all right. I mean, I thought I was a little bit of a catch, but you can't compete with the Mick Fanning 5000. You can't compete with Slippery Mick.
His nickname
not the fan,
is,
man.
His nickname is White Lightning.
Yep.
How do you compete with that, Danny? Sorry. Well, I mean, but...
Yep, sure. I mean, the Dan man, the fan man. We've both got our strengths. We've both got our weaknesses, all right? And there's a reason he must be the ex. Hasn't wrecked my confidence at all. No, it has. It's really rocked me socks. Michael in Melbourne, keen to figure out some other people that feel inferior to their partner's ex. Has this happened to you?
Hi, how are you going, Lakey?
Yeah, not too bad. I'll bounce back. I'm a little low on confidence tonight. The nipples aren't erect as they usually are, but the sun will rise again tomorrow.
That's good. So my ex's ex, he was a doctor, and at the time I was unemployed, so that was pretty hard to compete with.
It's the double barrel because it's the academia side and it's the financial side. These are two big draw cards in the dating world. And you've got to make up for it somewhere. You've got to work extra hard in some other department.
And hopefully.
Sometimes it's not possible for that either. funny enough, my ex was a doctor, / is a doctor. And I always take quite joy in saying that.
Telling people that. Days,
and I try and act like it's not a big deal, even though that's like the most successful sort of success like profession I've ever done. Oh, yeah, no, she was a doctor and, you know, we had to move on and it wasn't working. And I try and like gauge their facial reactions. Like, yeah, this is norm for me. This is par for the course. No chance. Thanks, Michael. Jessica in Albury on 131060, feeling superior, inferior to their ex.
My current boyfriend, been dating over 12 years, and when we met, I found out that he used to date one of my best friends, who was actually the populist girl in school.
Oh, that cuts deep.
Not the belle of the ball. No, anyone but the belle of the ball. Was he batting above his average, or is he very much simmering in that same league? Because people can change from high school.
He was the typical bad boy. It came to a point where a principal literally walked into the classroom to congratulate her for not being pregnant.
Ooh, bad boy. Okay. Very naughty. Your boyfriend sounds like a catch. Thank you for the call.
No Mick Fanning, no.
Oh, yeah, no Mick Fanning. Okay, we keep saying that.
Again, world champion 3 times.
I get it. Yeah. National radio show, 8 till 11. You know, potatoes.
Whatever.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Not often that the blood's boiling past 90 degrees, guys. It is tonight. I live in a communal share house, and me and 4 other roommates inhabit over 3 levels. Usually things are all pretty above board. We get along. We stay out of each other's way. We pay our rent on time. We contribute to electricity, water, gas, and internet. Now, occasionally we'll throw a little bit in the kitty for extra things like dishwashing liquid, little communal things that we're all using.
Olive oil, salt and pips.
That's it.
Spray and wipe.
Yeah, a little bit of spray and wipe. Yeah, definitely. Definitely a little jar. We've got our own jar that says spray and wipe, and we have to put $2 in every Friday for the spray and wipe. We are spraying and wiping all over the place.
No, you don't.
I get a Facebook message from the house group chat by sort of the head of the house. He's the guy that we pay all our rent to. He's the guy that sort of makes sure everything's under control and books electricians or any maintenance, etc. He's the head of the house. Get a message today asking if we could all give him an extra $10 this month for rent because he took it upon himself to go out and buy toilet paper. Now, yes, we're using toilet paper. Yes, the toilet paper is one of those communal things. So $10. I'm just doing a bit of quick maths here. I'm thinking 5 times 10, $50.
You spent toilet paper.
You spent $50 on toilet paper? Something doesn't add up here. I'm not very confrontational, but I said in the chat, I was like, hey, mate, $50. Am I correct? $10 each for toilet paper? He said, yeah. I said, how much did you buy? He said,
got 80 rolls for $50 at Costco.
Oh, he's buying in bulk.
I say I'm all for a good savvy. I don't mind that. But 80 rolls? What's it, you think we're all going to be on this lease for another 80 years?
Oh, my God. That seems like a decent amount for five of you.
80 rolls between five?
How many is that a week? I'm not good at maths.
I'm not good at maths. That's going to last us for a very long time. I wouldn't go through more than 8 rolls a bloody year.
It's 16 rolls a month each.
What is... No! What is that?
Some people need to poo.
No. I mean, I poo as much as the next man. Make my morning move every morning at 11 a.m. I'm like clockwork.
You've got good guts.
I'll tell you what, yeah, I Congrats. Do have good guts. I do have good guts. And I get more bang for my buck in the staff toilets around 3 p.m. every day.
Ooh.
There's no... I am using maybe one roll a month, max. Maybe what? One roll every 2 months.
How is that possible, though, when you're going 3 times a day?
I am very stingy with my toilet paper use, mate.
What? How many squares are we talking?
Well, let me just do a bit of quick maths. 3 times 2 is 14 squares max per number two.
Per number two.
Yeah. Yeah.
What? That's not a lot.
I do 6 squares. I fold it in on itself, so it's representing a 6-ply. And I attack the gusset mostly with that. And then usually one more to finish off. And if that one doesn't do the job, I'll just fold that one in on itself and do it again. Very frugal. No more than 16 squares. 100%. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because I just feel like that's not enough. I'm just a straight scruncher.
Yeah, you would be a straight scruncher. This guy, probably the guy who bought all this toilet paper, is probably a bloody straight scruncher as well. That's the thing, he thinks we're all scrunchers. That scruncher tax. Is what I'm saying. Bloody scruncher tack, you're using too many squares. How many are you using, Producer Jack? Because I know you can't go you can't go out without knowing there's a public toilet within a kilometre of your vicinity.
Well, I don't go that often, but when I do go, I would say I probably use about 20, 25 sheets per unit.
See, I'm paying through the nose for sheets I'm not using. I'm paying for my roommates to wipe their ass is what's going on here.
Help me, please. Help us, please. 13, 10, 60, how many squares do you use during a number 2?
How many squares are we using, guys?
I'd be a good 30.
Whoa! Pay the tax!
I'll chuck in an extra $2 a week.
You can't be using this
paper.
You can't be using this kind of nonsense. This is the thing. Now all of a sudden someone's going to Costco picking up 80 rolls for $50 and I've got to pay for it. I'm tempted to move out. I'm tempted to message him and say, mate, I'm not paying that and I'm not going to be any part of your toilet paper conspiracy. How many squares are you using? Because that's too much from you, Shuey Louie, 100%, 30. I think 16, par for the course. I've got to say, I don't even think I'm that frugal, but there's no way all of this is adding up unless there are some serial wipers out there, some people that are just painting the town brown.
Serial scrunchers.
My God. I mean, it's pretty decent toilet paper, but there's too much of that. How many squares do you use? Calls on the NX.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
2.
Help me, please. Help us, please. 13, 10, 60. How many squares do you use during a number 2?
I'm not happy with my roommate who's decided to take it upon himself as the communal toilet roll purchaser. I really wish that he consulted with us. He went to Costco, bought 80 rolls for $50. That's $10 per roommate. There's 5 of us. I'm not getting bang for me buck.
16 rolls a month.
16 rolls per person. Mm. Am I going to get my 16 rolls use? I hope so, because I'll never have to buy toilet paper for the rest of my life. I'm a very frugal toilet paper user, and I'm very keen to know how many squares you're using on 13 10 60. Stephen in Melbourne. Hello, how many squares? How many squares are you using?
Mate, I'm half the roll, but I don't live with anyone, so I afford my own toilet paper.
This isn't just about designating finances, Stephen. You know that as much as the next wiper, Stephen. Come on, Stephen.
I know.
In one sitter, you're using half a roll.
What are you doing? Are you literally wiping it like putting a roll in your ass?
It's funny, at work, my manager has to go and buy like the 24 packs from Coles, like at least once a week.
What's wrong with your guts?
I don't know. It's what I eat, I think. But no, it's not that. It's like, I'll be like, oh yeah, it's half a roll left. And then by the time I finish and, wipe and all that, then it's all gone.
It's a very deep set crack that this man has. I think that's what we're learning here. There's a lot of surface area. There
quite
must be.
Terrifying.
Who's
thinking
using
about
half
it?
Half a roll. Amber in Melbourne, you're not using half a roll, are you?
No, I'm using about 14 squares in a sitting. But at the same time, I go through 24
in a fortnight and I've got one child in the house, so it's only two people.
Now, what... It's one person ruining it for the rest of us. You can have a whole family of 14 units per sitting. All it takes is one Stephen to bloody throw the roll ratio out of whack. Before you know it, you're paying $50.
I limit my four-year-old her squares as well. I count them.
You must. This lies with the parents. They're not putting in enough effort at an early age. They're concentrating too much on the wiping and the cleanliness. Tell them, just lie. Say, yeah, you're actually only allowed to use 10 squares each session, otherwise the tooth fairy doesn't come. Like, this is fine. This is healthy stuff. This is good for the environment as well. Thanks, Amber. Lewis on 131060. How many are you using?
Oh, I reckon I use around 50 sheets. I just gather it all around my hand like I'm gathering up some fairy floss and...
You're a scruncher.
The fairy. Well, he's not even a scruncher as per se. He's a scruncher with morals.
I call it the one hand salute.
Yeah, not everything's a big fairy floss party, mate. I understand you like a big wad of 50 is just going right up your ass, but I don't know. It doesn't sit right with me. I'm very frugal, and I think everyone should be like that.
Hold on, you say that you're frugal, but you're saying you're using 14 sheets per time you go, but you go three times a day. So you're already, like, using more toilet than all of us.
Are you toilet roll auditing me?
Oh, you're saying that you're frugal, but you're actually using quite a lot.
Yeah, because you go lots.
I would use way less than you. It doesn't matter. It's not even about that.
No way. I go, like, once every 3 days and use 20, 30 sheets?
I'm the same as Jack.
Okay, that is unhealthy. Both of your bellies are full of poo right now. Go to the toilet and get rid of it. I guarantee, here we, you know what? Let's all get one roll this week. One roll. We all our number twos is all designated with one roll. We carried around a personal roll and we'll see at the end of the week who uses the least amount.
I'll probably only go to the toilet once in the next 4 days.
We'll get your bowels sorted as well. Don't worry about that. There's a couple of other side projects I've got
you
in mind.
You need a colon cleanse.
We will, one roll each, deal, you, me. Producer Jack, right. And the geezer. I mean, he's in his audio dungeon. He's got no idea what's going on. We'll get the geezer involved.
Whoever uses the most is the loser.
Yes, and whoever uses the least is obviously the winner. The loser, wear an adult nappy on Friday.
Yeah, let's do it.
Well, you have to poo in it.
Well, if it's one of you guys, there's no problem, is there? It'd be very unlucky if you had to poo in it in a 3-hour window.
Definitely be you that uses the most.
No chance. There's no chance. Every number two, we solemnly swear that we use the same bit of roll. All right, Geezer's there as well. He's wondering what the hell's going on. The toilet paper challenge tomorrow night. Who's the most frugal wiper? I'm going to kick your asses. Literally and metaphorically.
I'm going to wipe your ass.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
It is the Danny Lakey Late Show around the country on 131060 Instagram as well at Danny Lakey Late Show. Well, over the weekend, I mean, we celebrate all sorts of days on this show and probably very important to pay our respects. It happened on Saturday the 9th of March. International Crab Meat Day, guys. Yeah, no, I know. I know. Yes or no? I mean, always has, always will be International Crab Meat Day. Crab meat, whether it be the purest of all crab meats, fresh at a restaurant, whether you go down the crab meat pecking order a little bit in like the tins of crab meat available at Woolies and Coles, etc., or maybe you go to the very other end of the spectrum and you get your Subway Seafood Sensation crab meat. And that's where I do my best work.
I don't even know how you can eat that.
The Seafood Sensation at Subway?
Yeah, like,
it's fantastic. No, it's bloody great, mate. You ever had the Seafood Sensation?
No, criminal behaviour.
No, typical closed-minded behaviour over there. Oh, never tried it. No, never. No,
look, why? It wouldn't even be crab. Who knows what it is?
Well, look, it's a bit of crab meat, a bit of lobster flake, little offcuts of fish. Yes, it is the salami of the sea. But there's crab meat in there. There's definitely some crab meat in there. Would Subway lie to us like that?
Probably.
Definitely not. Crab meat's fantastic. But, I mean, I'm used to this. The reason I'm not getting upset about you, Subway, shaming me, is that I've been ordering the Seafood Sensation for years and I've been putting up with ridicule from friends and close relatives in the line with me. Tradies behind me in the sandwich line thinking, what the hell's going on there, mate? Stick to your chicken teriyaki on your Italian. Squares. Absolutely.
No, stick to the chicken.
Such a basic bitch move. No, you've got to go outside the box when it comes to Subway. And I'm used to even sometimes the Subway staff looking at me going, are you serious? The Seafood Sensation.
Yeah, you'd be probably the only person who orders it in a day.
Let me just blow the dust off this tub of old crab meat and I'll see if I can scoop some out with that weird little ice cream scoop flicky thing. I love it. They give me heaps extra as well because they
know they're trying to get rid of it.
Good, good. And I'll be taking all the Subway seafood sensation.
Ask for a box. BYO, take it home.
Yeah. 131060. Does your Subway order raise some eyebrows?
Does your Subway raise eyebrows?
That is gross.
It makes your sandwich artist frown.
Ew.
Sometimes the sandwich artist will frown. That's well besides the point. It's when you're thinking outside the box there on the sandwich line and Bevan after Bevan are going, yeah, chicken teriyaki, please toasted.
Because you know it's always good.
Nah, you got to go outside the box sometimes, Shooey Louie, and the Subway sandwich line is where you do that.
No, it is absolutely not.
Subway seafood sensation, throw in a wild card, get a marinara sauce on that bad boy.
Maybe chuck on some jalapenos, you know, branch out from Thousands Island. But seafood fiesta, Dennis.
That's not a branch out, mate. That's a standard order.
No.
Oh, jalapenos, going a little crazy. Everyone's getting jalapenos. Step outside the box, and I want to hear from those enlightened beings on 131060. The Subway orders that get a little bit, make people feel a little bit uncomfortable around. That's what the world's all about, mate.
Ugh.
The top 1% making the squares shit themselves in the Subway line. Your Subway order that raises eyebrows, calls on next.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
131060, does your Subway order raise some eyebrows?
Does your Subway raise eyebrows?
That is gross.
It makes your sandwich artist proud.
Ew.
And you know what? I take pleasure in looking at that sandwich artist right in the eye and saying, seafood sensation, thanks, mate. Yeah, that's right. I said it. I know you haven't made one of those in about 6 months. Go out of the cold room and come and pick me up some of that crab meat.
Out of all the orders,
it's great.
You're just doing it to be that guy.
How dare you?
You are.
How dare you, you chicken teriyaki square? I don't do it to be different at all. I genuinely have a love fascination with the seafood sensation sub, and I just get around it. I know that it's an untapped resource and the Subway sandwich artist is testing themselves every time they need to make it. I like the raised eyebrows of the staff worker. I like grossing out my friends and peers who were there ordering their bloody veggie patties and steak and cheeses and whatnot. And I love the tradies. They're all confusing. And what did he just say? What was that? Oh, I've never read that on the menu before. It's bloody great gear. Josh in the Central Coast. Do you have a Subway order that raises a few eyebrows?
Oh, well, look, Danny, I've got to agree with you. Subway, seafood sensation is amazing, 100%. Oh,
great. Fellow in London being right here.
It's underrated. I mean, I like adding a bit of salami, I think.
Ooh.
Salami, seafood.
Yes.
And you add a bit of your lettuce, tomato, cucumber, all on that. Amazing.
I see what he's done there. He's gone the seafood with the meaty kick.
How does that even work together?
I said the seafood sensation, that meat is the salami of the sea because they're not pretending that it's the highest quality barramundi in the ocean.
They don't
your grass-fed and your seafood together. It's there like meat and seafood all in one.
It's the surf and turf. It's the reef and beef. It's the land and sand. I love it. Yeah, this is great. They would raise a few eyebrows, no doubt about it. Tammy in Mount Druitt, what's your Subway order that's raising a few eyebrows?
Teriyaki, chicken, tuna, bacon, cheese, and tomato sauce.
Oh, Tammy.
Nah, you had me worried with the teriyaki chicken there for a second, and I'm glad because teriyaki chicken is so bland and boring that you need to add about five different meats to it to make it.
Tuna and bacon and tomato sauce.
Look at this.
Hey, don't knock it till you try it.
Exactly,
I will
Tam.
Not be trying it.
Exactly. Look, her on her high horse, just, give me the lettuce. Oh, can I branch out? Have some extra tomatoes on that, please.
Jalapenos, please.
Jalapenos. Goodness gracious me. I mean, producer Jack, you said that there was a bloke called Phil in Mount Hotham that had something to say. He's hung up now, conveniently. Yeah, but what was he saying?
Oh, well, he is a butcher, and he said that seafood sensation isn't actually made of seafood. It's made of tripe, which is the cow's inner guts, I think.
Lies. Absolutely.
No,
why do you think he's hung up? Why do you think, you're going to put every anti-vaxxer and flat earther on the show as well? They just ring up, say something, and you put it as fact? Of course that's what the butcher's going to say, for God's sake.
Look,
seafood industry.
I don't think there's seafood in your seafood sensation at all.
There is no way Subway can get away with calling it seafood sensation and having a cow gut 12 inches.
Well, that's like apparently McDonald's chicky nugs have something else in them.
Yeah, who told you that? The bloody fishmonger. That's the thing, mate. They're working against it. Let's not believe everything we say. Why is Phil hung up, huh? Got stage fright, was against his moral compass, realised that he was missing with Mr. Seafood. Not going to have it.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
It's the Danny Lakey Late Show around the country on 13106.
This is the world's hardest quiz.
Yes, yes, tis the world's hardest skip quiz on 13106. Every single answer has the word or sound skip in there somewhere. Comes off the back of a paraglider returning to ground and immediately attacked by a pair of kangaroos. He's just thinking that life's one big friendly Skippy move. He's like, oh, how you going, Skip?
What's up, Skip? Hey, go away.
Oh, Christ, Blinky, he's bloody attacked me.
Kangaroos.
What's going on, Skip?
Yeah, he changed his tune by the end of that. The kangaroos had their wicked way with him. 13, 10, 60, of course, every single answer has the word or sound Skip in there somewhere. Sarah in Melbourne, fastest fingers through. This may happen when you see someone you are very, very attracted to.
I think you might skip a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah, yeah, your heart may. Yeah, it may skip a beat. Yeah, you'd be bloody correct, mate. It's correct. I mean, I don't think literally that happens. I don't think if you see a stage 10 hottie, you just have a heart palpitation. I don't think it actually works like that. I think it's more of a figure of speech. But yeah, couldn't be more bang on the money, champ. Next question. Something that may be found outside the house if you're renovating.
Skip.
I guess so, yeah. Skip. Bin is probably more what we're after. But, yeah. Who would I be to dock you a point of that? Skip bin. Always good. When you've got some piece of trash, you're like, oh, let's just run it over to the neighbour's skip bin in the middle of the night. That'd be all right. What is it? It's the street skip bin now. An expression used to describe a short distance.
Skip bin.
Oh, no way. No way. No way. You'd be laughed out of town with that answer. You laugh yourself out of town. No, sorry. Thanks for getting us this far, Sarah. But when we move on to Nathan in the same town of Melbourne. You just laughed into town. Nathan, an expression used to describe a short distance.
I don't know. Oh, this is a tough one. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh Jesus Christ. But you'll be laughed out of town as well.
Oh.
Well, he's laughed his way out of town as well. Crystal in Sydney.
Hi.
Greetings.
Greetings,
young Crystal.
Greetings, darling.
You know the answer, an expression used to describe a short distance. Crystal?
Don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, there we go. All right, we've got verbal confirmation that she doesn't know. That's good, because I wouldn't have been able to sleep at night if we just hung up on Crystal without a whole word from her. After such playful banter to kick off. We're going to have to move on to Jeremy in Sydney. Hello, Jeremy in Sydney.
Hello, mate.
How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Very good. Just asking a man called Jeremy in Sydney. The answer to question number 3, an expression used to describe a short distance.
It's just a hop, skip and a jump.
It would be, wouldn't it? It'd be just a hop, skip and a jump. Yeah, no, it's not too far. Just a hop, skip and a jump. A couple of Ks. a popular item in the school playground. More so with girls.
Skip rope?
Yeah, yeah. Skip. Ping rope is correct. Yeah. I didn't want to have to play the gender card. I really didn't. But the fact that Jeremy, an alpha male, calls it a skip rope clearly identifies that he never played with it in the playground. Too busy playing footy with the boys. Sometimes we're just genetically predisposed to different habits and there's nothing wrong with it. Final question. What a twist for Jeremy to take out the quiz tonight. What's the name of this child song?
Skip to the loo, my darling.
Never heard anything like it.
Hey.
I've never seen anything like it. Sportsbet had Jeremy at 400-1 to even win this quiz. And he's done the impossible tonight. Well done, Jeremy. An EFM wireless charge pad is all yours. More efficient charging with EFM wireless charge pads. You can get it faster and more efficient. Enjoy. Really? Enjoy That's that. Great. And sing this.
Skip, skip, skip to the loo. Skip, skip, skip to the loo. Skip, skip, skip to the loo.
Oh, didn't skip fast enough.
Skip to my room, my darling.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
The Danny Lakey Late Show. Around the country, that is the end of the show. Before we get going, a final thought from myself. Producer Jack has been scouring Facebook to figure out some of the vile, putrid, heinous comments on the internet. And Shuey Louie is busy trying to figure out the moment or brain fart of the night. Before we go, final thought, guys. Now, I don't think this is too much. I think this would be a great way to eliminate a lot of people. You know how people are, oh, Darwinism at its finest, process of elimination. You know, just get rid of the krill and the crud. Reset, start again in this world. Reverse lottery with a jackpot death. So anyone who wants to can buy a lottery ticket, right? If you get the jackpot, if all of your numbers come up, you die. So you're almost betting against yourself not winning the lottery. So there's only probably going to be one or two people that pass away each time. But over time, that'll be a lot.
Like an idea of yours, like a business venture.
It's an idea. I don't think it's a business venture, but yeah, it's an idea. And then if you get six numbers, you get $10. If you get no numbers, you win $1 million. So the more numbers you get,
You die.
Yeah. The more numbers you get, the more chance you have of dying. And the less numbers you get, the more money you get.
Sounds like a horrible, like, Saw movie or something.
Well, that's the other thing. I was thinking it could be a good movie if it doesn't portray in real life. Yeah, maybe. Maybe just a movie.
I kind of get it, but it's kind of like real life anyway.
Would you do it?
When your number's up, your number's up.
Oh, come on.
I would probably.
That'd actually be pretty good on the movie. You know, everyone's going to blurb when your number's up. Would you buy a lotto ticket? If it meant if you won the lottery, you died. But if you got no numbers, you won $1 million.
Is there a choice to not go in it?
Yeah.
Because then no, definitely not.
Oh. Well, it's an opt-in. That's the thing. If you're dumb enough to enter the lottery and you die, it's like, well, told you so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's more of it was good around the pub on Saturday night, all right? What's the internet saying today, producer Jack?
Well, today there has been a massive outrage online because a lot of schools are saying that kids should be starting schooling from the age of 3.
When do they start now, 4 or 5?
Well, they do preschool. Or kindy at 4.
Right. I think, optional 4 with a 5 compulsory start.
So it says here, there's a new push for kids as young as 3 to start school. An increasing number of independent and early learning centres are starting pre-kindy courses. And they've just asked, is this a good idea?
Oh, God, let kids be kids.
That was the first one that I had.
There'd be so many let kids be kids comments there.
Okay, a lady named Kerry wrote, no, kids should not start school until they're at least 5. The sooner people work out school is not a babysitting service, the better. So true, Kerry.
Oh, yes.
Another lady, Susan, wrote, when are kids going to be kids? I didn't learn ABC or colours until kindergarten, and I survived in this world. This is ridiculous.
Oh,
learned colours or ABC, and she survived.
Shooey Louie, the moment of the night.
It's actually the brain fart of the night. I'm going to throw you in it, Jack. You just lost your words.
Yeah, what was this?
Why does this happen so often to me?
We were asking what your big turn-off was.
Well, I have a big turn-off, which is maybe just as, small. Because we were comparing to Shooey Louie.
Oh, I've got a big one. That's not so big, actually. It's just very small. Come to think of it. That's the end of the show. Obviously back tomorrow for a Tuesday edition. Constantino on tomorrow night?
No, not tomorrow. Constantino. Next week, Cosentino's here.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.